This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Upon us, M-O-N-D-A-Y, or as my grandfather used to say, Victoria, M-O-N-D-Y, Monday. It's a Monday, the 31st of August, last day of the 8th month, right? 9-1-20 is upon us, so we'll celebrate that tomorrow. Meanwhile, we celebrate Monday, we celebrate the weekend, we celebrate being in America, we celebrate the beautiful weather, whatever you can find to celebrate. Somebody told me over the weekend that it wasn't a dazzling voice that makes for a good radio person, clever stories, not piles of money that makes me successful, because that really, well, it's not. It's been okay. It's having a dream and wanting to live it so much that you would rather move with that dream and not be as successful as you might have been if you were in another realm. If I went into the real estate business, which a friend of mine tried to talk me into doing, I'd be a gajillionaire because of my attitude, stick-to-itiveness, or whatever, but that's not what I chose to do. This is what I have chosen to do, and I have also chosen Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn to go down, and they are now, they're regaled in riches far beyond their imagination as they start the week. They think, wow, how lucky are we? Because riches are not just money, right, ladies? Don't you feel lucky? Don't you feel welcomed into the world? Don't you, when you start? Really, truly.
I feel like I'm blessed. The people I have around me, and I think that I have a lot of blessings in life, sure.
And that's the way to think and start the week, start the day. And there's good news, more good news from the COVID, other than the numbers going down, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, unless you're in India. Germany says they're working on a couple of different vaccines. So how many different countries are there now that seem to be working on this? We are, the Germans are, the Israelis are, the Chinese are. The
Russians already found one.
Did they? Yeah, where are they? Yeah. It's in the sewer. Yep. All right. So anyway, the European Commission has announced that it signed a deal with AstraZeneca to provide a potential vaccine. The whole idea about your immune system, there are all kinds of different ways of looking at how to overcome all of this. The worst of it is over, though. You can count on that.
Did you see the story from the New York Times this weekend, though?
I did, actually. Let me go back to that.
I think that's the huge news. If you missed
it,
the New York Times this weekend said that potentially 90% of those who have tested positive for COVID have had such insignificant amounts of the virus present in their bodies that they do not even need to isolate, nor are they candidates for contact tracing. So the public health experts who have seen this are now saying that over-testing is actually responsible for misdiagnosing a huge number of people with just harmless amounts of virus in their system. Most of the people are not likely to be contagious, and identifying them, they contribute to bottlenecks that prevent those who are contagious from being found in time, according to the New York Times. So if over-testing is causing bottlenecks that kept us from identifying contagious people in time, the New York Times thinks that the solution should be, well, more testing. I don't know how they got to understand
that. But yeah, right.
Right.
Also, go ahead. No, you can go ahead.
the CDC said that the COVID numbers that they updated this weekend, that only, get this, 9,210 Americans actually died from COVID.
Mm. The rest of it was all
other serious illnesses that ended up
were complicated by COVID. Yeah, we've all talked about whether the numbers were too low or too high. This is certainly not an exact science under any circumstances, and it's proven to be kind of not risky, but it's been a game, a fool's game, trying to count all of these, the numbers. But what it's done, the numbers, what they've done with numbers is scare everybody, fear-based thinking, into we better stop going to work. We better work at home. We better not go to school. We better do this. We better not do that. And so it's been left to groupthink, instead of, and it's, that's the danger of a lot of technology. People aren't thinking for themselves.
See,
and
I disagree. I think it's not groupthink. I think people have the attitude of like every man for themselves, whether you want to wear a mask or you don't, or I feel like it just feels
really?
Very chaotic. I mean, I was on a Zoom call last night with some girlfriends from high school. One is a teacher in Ohio and one's a teacher in Manhattan. And in Ohio, they're like 8 days into the school year and kids are already being pulled out of school, that they're trying to do the best they can with temperature checks, you know, at drop-off and things like that. But it just, she said it just feels like she's on call 24/7. She's an administrator, and she said it's just chaotic. And then in New York, classes start on Wednesday, and my friend works at a private school, and kids are still being pulled out of school, like, right now. So parents are just freaking out, and no one seems to know what to do.
But why are they freaking out? That's the question.
Because of potential exposure to other relatives who are...
To the older folks. Okay, I get that.
It's not the kids. They're not worried about the kids themselves. It's really more about
the... So keep the older folks away from the children. Why can't we do that? That's what has happened in my family. The older folks have stayed away from the children. Why not do that?
Right, but in some cases that's not possible. So if grandparents live with the family, or... Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah.
I think every family does kind of have to make a priority and make a choice for themselves, but it just feels very, they both said it's just, I could see it in their faces, they're extremely stressed and sleep deprived, and it's been a lot.
I think people
as someone having it and having my parents have it, and it's scary, and I acknowledge all that stuff, but I also think that, that we originally shut everything down because we were trying to prevent the hospitals from being overwhelmed. That has not happened. We didn't have one person who didn't get their hospital bed that they needed. Even in places like New York, which had it really hit hard, in places like where I live in California, we had it very rough, especially over the last couple of months. But we have forgotten that it was about keeping hospitals so that they could free up and actually handle the onslaught of patients. Now it seems that we're just got this thing in our head that we're just going to hide inside until it's all over. But is it ever going to be over? And see, that's what I think really bothers me, is that we don't know if this is ever going to end, at least in the foreseeable future. At some point, we'll figure something out. But we don't know if a vaccine is going to work. We don't know all these things. So are we going to just lock down for
the world coming to an end?
Yeah,
I was in a hay field yesterday morning, and people were walking by Sunday morning, families on a trail, and I saw these children who were looking at the tractor and looking at me and watching what we were doing. So I drove over, and I shut the tractor off, and I said to their parents, "Would you like to have a picture of your children sitting on the seat of the tractor?" And I do this frequently when I see people, if I'm in an area where there are a lot of people walking around. So the kids' eyes bugged out. "Can we, Mom? Can we, Dad?" And, they came over. I get off the tractor. I said, "Do you want me to help your son?" He said, "No, you know, COVID and stuff." So I said, "Okay, I'll get off, and you put your son up on the seat of the tractor." It was the cutest picture, the sweetest kid. And they didn't have the kids didn't have masks on. They were out walking on a trail. And I understood what he said, although I didn't. I had my mask, because I always have my mask with me. I don't wear it unless there's somebody around. But it was a casual reference, but yet I thought to myself, how sad that we're living our lives like this, and is it better or not? Because I can't figure out whether it is better or not. I just do it, excuse me, because I think it's the right thing to do in thinking about others. But, you know, these kids are growing up with this. My grandson's growing up with this, and whether he makes it through without being full of fear about what's going to happen to a youngster who saw all these people wearing masks, and then 3 or 4 years down the road or something, who knows at what point, something else happens, and we wear a mask, and it scares them all because they associate masks with being scared. It's just, I don't know what we're doing to ourselves, but here's the FDA warning of hand sanitizer in food. What in the world?
Well, now the other
don't
story.
Don't drink it. Who needs to be told? Don't drink it.
Apparently, there have been a lot of like accidental ingestions because it's in vodka bottles and it's in tequila bottles.
Why is it in? Why?
Because the distilleries, remember when we had no hand sanitizer and the distilleries changed over their operations to make hand sanitizer? They didn't come up with new bottles. They used the existing ones.
So people have, and I've seen hand sanitizer in giant vodka bottles, and I thought it was vodka. Like what, walking around.
Isn't there a label sanitizer. On it?
Well, yeah, but you've got to kind of read, you know, if you're used to seeing a bottle of vodka, you grab it, you don't know, and apparently people have ingested it because it's not a gel form, it's just a straight liquid.
Well, that was one of the other things this weekend. There was like a huge bunch of stories coming out, not only about the CDC revising numbers and about the New York Times with their big breaking news on testing, but the other one is one that actually I think is not all that far away from stuff we talk about here, especially you, Doug, about people who are using hand gels or hand sanitizing gels in large amounts are now creating unstoppable superbugs because they're now killing off everything in the system because it's hand sanitizers all the time. So
look at what's going on at some of these college campuses, like the University of Arizona, identifying a couple of cases of COVID, and somehow or other, it's happened because wastewater, they're using a technique called wastewater testing, and they've somehow decided that if you can if you can test the wastewater, if it's COVID is in toilets, apparently. Huh? Did you hear? I didn't know that.
That's been something that they've been talking about doing in New York and New Jersey, where we've been hit so hard. They wanted to start testing the sewage system. So I think it's not Arizona State, it's our University of Arizona.
University of Arizona. Yeah.
I think they claimed that they actually were able to prevent an outbreak because they
311. They prevented 311 people from getting it. I don't know where they come for that number, but. And then in India, wow, you see this?
Oh, it's a mess.
78, well, the population, in a manner of speaking, this sounds very crass, but India is so overpopulated that they don't, first of all, they aren't paying much attention to the restrictions and to, you know, masks. Outside of the main cities, it's a free-for-all. The death toll there is going up. They're testing 1 million people a day. But they're, you know, India is really a poor country. If you're outside of the big cities, even in the big cities, unbelievable poverty.
I think the shocking thing about them is that it took so long for them to actually have
it. Well, they don't have a traveling society like we do, like some of the other progressive countries. They're getting more so, but.
Well, no one else has been traveling to India.
Yeah.
So it's also, you know,
I don't know why you would. I've been around the world, and I have no desire to go to India, even though there are things they, you know, feel the same way about cows that I do. That's about it. There's the population. The average person, the average family has 8 babies. Can you imagine that? That's so, the irresponsibility involved in that. And they don't seem to educate themselves.
Well, let's not tell them that they're irresponsible.
Why?
This is their way of life.
That is irresponsible. But it's completely, in this modern era, it is up to the citizens of the world. You can't support in that poor, in a country like that, 8 children, good God.
I actually have a number of friends who've been to India of all different ages, whether it's friends of my parents or my personal friends, and they say that the abject poverty that you see is just heartbreaking.
Yeah, that's what you read about, All right, let's talk about something that will help you if you're going on to a diet plan or an exercise plan. You know, we talk a lot about Calitrin and what a great diet plan. Make sure you're taking care of your brain as well as dietary supplements go. Prevagen is on the top of the heap. Healthier brain, better life. It's full of vitamin D. Take care of your brain. Add the country's most proven brain health supplement. It's called Prevagen. Your daily routine needs Prevagen. Prevagen is available, all over the place. You can buy it online. You can buy it in drugstores and retail stores, Whole Foods, places like that. But the name is what you need to remember. Prevagen, Prevagen. It is something to add to your daily routine for improvement, especially for those of you who think you have age-related cognitive impairments. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. 21 after the hour.
K can help prepare your business for the new normal with everything from in-store signage to health essentials like masks and hand sanitizer, and all at amazing prices.
And this week at Staples, get $15 off posters or yard signs when you spend $75 or more.
Save big this week at Staples.
Ends 10/31. Exclusions apply. Limit one offer per customer. See store associate or visit staples.com/signage for details.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Packs 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eyes 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and unavailable on leases. See dealer for details.
Bellyache, Billie Eilish, showing her vocal muscles here, live at Third Man Records. This was Record Store Day over the weekend. It's annually been held on a Saturday in April. The event celebrates independent record shops around the world. It will be spread out in drops over the next couple of months, actually. There are three separate release dates, starting this past weekend, the 29th, and then there's one aimed at doing the same thing the end of September, and another one in October, all intended to provide you and others who love going into the store with an opportunity. Plus, it's revenue, a revenue stream to stores that have we all know how retail, no matter what you're in, has been struggling during the last 6-7 months. The first drop on Saturday, a lot of exclusive releases from a number of artists, and this Billie Eilish live at Third Man Records is one of them, with the song Bellyache. Last fall, Billie Eilish performed a secret show at Jack White's Third Man Records. Huddled inside the 250-capacity Blue Room, she sang several tracks off of her debut album, When We Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go, which would later earn her 5 Grammys. The Who, Odds and Sods. As that title suggests, it's kind of a mishmash of Who material, ranging from debut single Zoot Suit to their cover of Marvin Gaye's Baby, Don't You Do It. John Lennon, Instant Karma. Ahead of the release of the massive box set, Gimme Some Truth, The Ultimate Mixes, fans can celebrate Lennon's solo career with this 1970 single, Instant Karma. Oh, no, is this Elton John?
This is The Who.
This is The Who. All right, we can catch up, yeah. All right, so he wrote this, recorded, and released it in 10 days. And then Elton John, to commemorate the 50th anniversary of Elton John's self-titled LP, which broke him in all over the world, thanks to Your Song, Border Song. We don't have any Elton John here, I guess we don't, right? So, underscore that. Anyway, Elton John is re-releasing the album on vinyl, with remastered sound and bonus tracks. So that's all about Record Store Day. Anybody excited about it? Did you get any music on the weekend?
Either I didn't you? Buy any new music, but I want the Billie Eilish, the Third Man Records one.
Yeah. Okay. 26 after the hour on the Monday DJD program with Jennifer and Doug and Victoria and you and the Lockin Festival. Now Focus announcing that its October 2020 event, like pretty much everything else in the music world, is canceled. This is an Arlington, Virginia-based festival announcing a couple of months ago a series of health measures, including mask requirements and stages that allow the audience social distancing, cashless transactions, and temperature checks for the hope of continuing as planned during the weekend of October 2nd. The festival had lined up Phil Lesh, Brandi Carlile, David Crosby, and some more entertainers. However, with the pandemic nowhere near contained, organizers, is that what they said?
That's what, well, yeah, I mean, that's, it's not, it, no one can be in a big group. That's not something that anyone can do yet, but these guys tried. I give them props. They tried to hang in there until the last minute to see if it could happen, but it's safer to do it in 2021.
I suppose that's safer, yeah. I think if I were doing something like this,
I don't know
this,
if we're
going
to have any
it.
Time to do anything in 2021. The way
I know, it's so busy.
So busy.
Scheduled
right.
Like,
yeah.
I don't know if like the pill just becomes available like at midnight on January 1st, 2021.
Yeah, right.
I'm not
yeah.
sure.
If you're a Lockin 2020 ticket holder, you have the opportunity to get a full refund of your tickets. They will offer, if you'd like to roll over the tickets, they're going to offer some additional perks. Lineup hasn't been announced yet. Organizers promise the festival will feature an all-star celebration of Phil Lesh's upcoming 81st birthday. So help me, who's Phil Lesh? I don't know if I knew.
The Dead.
I'd forgotten.
Great
oh, from the Dead. Okay, all right. So, here we are. The story of the Lockin Festival. As we approach 28 minutes after the hour, actually a minute or a second or two beyond that, it's the DJV program.
Laugh more, cough less. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Laughter is good for you. It's been demonstrated to lower blood pressure, reduce stress hormones, lessen respiratory infections, and even lower your chances of getting a common cold. Laughter has also been shown to help memory and learning. And in addition to all those medical benefits, guess what? Laughter also helps make life more fun, which has a direct impact on your emotions. It's tough, after all, to feel anxious or depressed in the middle of a very deep, hearty laugh. So, laugh more, watch comedies, read things that make you laugh, and take yourself way less seriously. The more open you are to funny experiences, the more likely you'll find them. Not only will you laugh more, but you'll also cough less, and you'll likely feel a heck of a lot better, too. For all things emotional management, visit drchristianconti.com.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Mirabet on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Louisiana's raised its death toll from Hurricane Laura as the State Department of Health says two more deaths were attributed to last week's storm, bringing the total in the state to 14. One of them was a 57-year-old man who died from a head injury after falling off a roof. The other died from carbon monoxide poisoning. And Governor John Bel Edwards says power outages because of the storm still total over 360,000, affecting many more people than that.
And that doesn't mean there are 368,000 people without power. There are more than that. That means there's 368,000 service locations without power.
One of two St. Louis police officers shot on Saturday's died. He was shot in the head Saturday while responding to a shooting, the other officer sustaining a non-life-threatening injury. A suspect's in custody. And this is USA Radio News.
The pandemic has changed our lives in unexpected ways, and that includes our children as they begin to return to the classrooms. John Clemens reports.
In communities like Lake Charles, Louisiana, winds are being clocked at 132 miles an hour. An estimated 500,000 people along the Texas-Louisiana border are without power. I spoke to Stacy Lamb of the Convoy of Hope, now in Lake Charles.
As we come into a town, the basic needs when there's no power, there's no water, there's no infrastructure, there's no stores open to buy anything, people need food and water, and that's what Convoy of Hope brings early on.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
The nation's first retailer is going out of business. USA's John Hunt reports.
After nearly two centuries in business, Lord & Taylor, America's first department store, is liquidating all of its assets and closing its doors for good. The announcement comes just weeks after the company filed for bankruptcy, adding to a long list of retailers thrown into financial downfalls by the coronavirus. It will close all 38 of its remaining stores and its website. Initially, it planned to keep 14 of their stores open. All of the company's existing inventory, new store arrivals, and new items not previously sold at stores will be available at a deep discount.
Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And sanitizer, and all at amazing prices.
And this week at Staples, get $15 off posters or yard signs when you spend $75 or more.
Save big this week at Staples.
Ends 10/31. Exclusions apply. Limit one offer per customer. See store associate or visit staples.com/signage for details.
BlueStar medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Monday is upon us, 31st of August. Hi, I'm Doug Steffen. It's the DJV show. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Duggarini. Well, your father calls me Duggaroo. You call me
Duggaroo. Duggaroo. I call you Duggaroo, too.
Duggaroo. Jen, I call her. Victoria Keelan will accept no substitutes or nicknames. It's Victoria, and I was told
that... That's not
true. What? Who? What nickname
all
do you
my
have?
Friends call me. All my friends call me V.
V?
Yeah.
Why didn't you ever tell me that? You
I
told
did.
Me not to call you Vic or Vicky.
Right, right.
So
well, those are entirely different names.
Vicky,
that's not even my name.
Vic. Right, it isn't. All right, so V. All right, so it's now Jen and V.
Here you go.
There we go.
It only took 4 years.
Yeah, right. It's okay. Well, listen, that's the good news. You're still here. And it's about... flying around.
I have heard about the turnstile that was my seat.
Yeah, well,
did not break quickly enough for a while. We're glad we have you.
more butts in this seat than a rental bike in Saint-Tropez is what I've heard.
Really? Well, there were very extreme. There were several different circumstances which we will not necessarily go into.
I love when Jen gives me the behind the scenes.
Though. Yeah, good. Okay, that's good.
Talking to my microphone.
Mm-hmm. There is good news about flying, Victoria.
Yes.
Does that mean the plane's going to fill up immediately, or what's going on?
I don't know, but maybe. There's a few new studies that came out at the end of last week, and because there's so much stuff going on, it got no attention, and I admittedly only found out over the weekend as I was kind of digging into some travel news. So the odds are catching COVID while you're on a flight, they now believe it is 1 in 4,300. So that is way better than anyone has been thinking, you know, when you think of flying, and it's been pretty scary for a lot of people to think about. The odds fall to 1 in 7,700 if the middle seat is vacant. Mm-hmm. So that middle seat thing, which I admittedly said right away, I'm like, that is so dumb, that's not going to do anything. Apparently it really does. So yep. There are different researchers from MIT to, you know, in Frankfurt, like a lot of different researchers around the world have been sharing their information, which is very beneficial. And now we kind of can piece together a larger picture. And
so
I think that's
people...
part of the problem. We haven't really had any stats to go on.
People be sophisticated enough to look and see which airline does not fill the middle seat. Like
I think
United
that is something.
Doesn't.
All of them except American, I think.
American doesn't. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So that means American.
Southwest that they're doing it. Delta that they're doing it. Yeah.
So. Maybe this will change American, but they actually say statistically, you are slightly better off in the window seat than the aisle if the plane is full. Slightly. They said it's not a huge difference, but it is a little bit of a difference. They say that there are a few cases where passengers, and this is early on, this is going back to early March, a few cases where passengers who didn't know they had the virus, and no one was wearing a mask then, they did spread it. It was transmitted. However, the good news is, and this is something that people kind of poo-poo on airplanes, and I have been guilty of this as well, but the air ventilation systems in modern planes, so not like an old, if you're on an old school, you know, regional jet or whatever, that might not apply. But if you're on a newer Airbus or a newer 737 or whatever the number.
777, 767, 787.
They say that that not only are the air filters on airplanes, they catch 99.9% of air particles. And fresh air, and this is something I did not know, fresh air is actually brought into the cabin every 2 to 3 minutes.
Wow.
So if you think about...
Let me qualify that for a second. Back to how you distinguish American from everybody else. The people that run American Airlines are so cheap, and it's all about the money for them. Doug Parker, who's the chairman, is an unbelievable... he's just a jerk. So American does not have that system. They recycle the air in the plane, whereas everybody else has, they bring in the air from the outside. It costs a little bit more to have operation systems that allow you to bring in the air from outside because it's colder and it has to be heated. The air outside the plane, when you're at 35,000 feet, it's about 40, 50 below zero, the air temperature. So they bring that air in, and it has to be warmed up, so it takes energy to do that. American doesn't do it because they don't want to spend the money to pay to warm up the air from outside.
Does that include new American planes?
It doesn't. You have the ability to do it in any plane. The system is, and it's basically a flip of a switch. You can flip the switch and take in outside air, or you can keep the air circulating in the cabin.
Because in these studies, and Reuters has compiled all of these different studies, everyone says on modern jet aircraft, so maybe American took the cheap way out, but they say if you are on a newer plane, in most cases, not American Airlines, but in most cases, that new air is brought in every 2 to 3 minutes, and which we know, we have seen so many studies of when you're walking past someone outdoors, or if you're jogging, or if you're in the grocery store and you're walking by someone briskly, you need to actually be in contact and hang around that person for at least 10 to 20 minutes.
See how much more we're learning now
with
the benefit of time.
But this makes me feel really encouraged about flying. Like, this makes me feel a lot less apprehensive.
Yeah, I'm not worried.
Then again, I'm not going to get on American Airlines.
No, but you see, and that's the problem with it. This is how they're cutting their own nose to spite their face. I've now started looking around. Now, granted, I have millions of miles on American, and it's easy for me to get an upgrade, and they have 5 trips a day between L.A. and Boston. That's my most frequent route. But I'll tell you something, and I put this in a memo. I put a post on the Facebook page at American Airlines. They kept canceling because it was in their best interest to cancel. And United and Delta and JetBlue have continued to run the direct flights between L.A., even though they're losing their butts. And it just is that kind of thinking, and the kind of thinking we're talking about here, that makes them a less desirable choice for people who are thoughtful travelers. If you, you know, I guess that's the bottom line. When you look at the whole landscape, asking yourself, where do we go from here? How do we repair the economic damage that has been caused to airlines, to businesses? Calvin Coolidge once said, the business of America is business. You probably all heard that, right? Assuming that that probably is still the case, how do we reboot our nation and make it the economic dynamo that it has been? We have the capability,
but don't
we've
you feel
all
like
been so
it
inculcated with. I think
maybe I'm overly optimistic, but I think
the economy is going to be okay.
It depends. It depends on how long we keep
jobs and businesses.
The longer we keep stuff shut down, the worse it's going to be.
We need to get back to business, opening up everything.
Yeah, because I think the quicker we can get back, I mean, if you wait until next year, the year after, because we're just going to be living in fear and staying at home, I don't think there's going to be anything to go back to.
You know what's happening also? As this thing, one of the things also that isn't being discussed is the recovery in the geographical areas where companies already, you know, we're talking about bringing businesses out of China because we don't want to have, we just don't want that connection, most of us, that we think when we think through this. I finally found an alarm clock, by the way, that wasn't made in China. And now I'm trying to find an electric razor that isn't made. That's my quest. That's my new thing. Find a new electric razor. So, anyway, a lot of people are moving their businesses to three states so far, anyway, in the trend, the changing. Arizona, Idaho, and Nebraska, places less hesitant to declare themselves open for business. Also, Oklahoma, Utah, Georgia, Tennessee, and Texas. I wouldn't go to Texas for any number of reasons. But
Tennessee's been hit really hard, too. I don't know. They seem
Connecticut,
to kind of
Illinois,
denial.
And New York, companies getting out of those states. And let's see here. Michigan, Wisconsin have huge job losses because companies are moving to other states. There were huge job losses because of the nature. You know, agriculture has been hit very, very hard by all of this stuff. But I think it's very interesting to see businesses in bankruptcy. The most common bankruptcy is in the restaurant business. I think we all know that, right?
Yeah.
Pretty much, you understand why.
Yep.
And then from there, it's the smaller mom-and-pop retail organizations. That's pretty easy to understand. There's a study from George Mason University. The economist there said we can hope the damage to our economy is not irreversible. He's the one who studied what is going on from state to state and job to job, the best jobs. There's no genius here. Healthcare is where the biggest boom is. Now, one wonders whether that'll be permanent or not when this thing goes away. I don't know. If you had children, what would you tell them? Jennifer, if you had a child that was coming along, what would you want him or her to do? Do you talk to your fiancé's children about this sort of thing? Are they old enough?
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely. And they're really aware of the impact. I mean, they're sitting at home on a desk, basically, instead of with their friends. They haven't been able to spend summer with their friends. Birthdays are looking a whole lot different. You know, Lily's got a birthday coming up, and it used to be that there would have been a party or something, and now it's like, well, what do we do? I mean, in some ways, I think because of all the social media and because of the games that kids play online together, there is still a sense of connection. But I do think that what's being created here is a new generation of people who are going to be more shut in than ever before. Mm-hmm. I know, like, I can't believe how much my life has changed in the last 6 to 8 months. You know, I don't go anywhere. I'm going to work. I'm going home. I mean, where, you know, I maybe took a weekend trip, but like not going to the malls like I would have. I'm not going into stores like I would have, not going to restaurants like I would have, not getting massages and haircuts and, you know, all these nails done. I mean, you're really kind of changing your life. And now
girls,
it's like,
don't get their nails done. Wow.
Oh, can't.
God,
we
I
can't.
Need my nails done so badly.
I haven't had my nails done since February. I mean,
no.
It's
oh
gross.
God, your
but
January
gross.
For me, yeah.
But
awful.
Here's the thing that's, I mean, how much of that is creating new habits? And how much of that is going to create fear in people when people say it's actually safe to go outside, that the kids are going to want to, or that the adults are going to want to?
I haven't had my nails done since 2014.
That's gross. You could probably use it.
Probably.
Uh-huh.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, we're creating kind of, I think we're creating more fear than
is all we're doing, yeah.
But it's not just that, though, guys. Like, I mean, we've lost two very, very dear loved ones in our family to COVID. And it was confirmed cases of COVID.
Yeah,
it wasn't
we
like
get
they
that.
Died from something else.
No.
But like, and everyone I know in New York, New Jersey has lost someone. I understand in parts of the rest of the country where if you don't know anyone or, like, you know of someone who maybe knows of someone who lost a loved one, it doesn't have the same impact. But when you're directly impacted by this, and, you know, our friends who are doctors on the front lines, like working in, you know, in New York hospitals, it was such a different scene. It was a war zone here, and it just was so different. And I understand that even just in Pennsylvania, right next to New Jersey where I am, they didn't have the same experience. So I get it that it's easy for other people to say, like, oh, everything has to be opened up, everything has to be opened up.
I'm not
but then if
that
we're
going
to start... But well, not you. I'm just not you, Jen. But like Doug has been saying that now, and in Massachusetts, you know, you guys got hit at first, but it was a small contained cluster. It wasn't nearly as bad as it has been in New York and New Jersey and other states like Florida. Now, Florida's a disaster right now. Alabama, we have a friend who's a doctor in Alabama. Everything he says is exactly how it was in New York a couple months ago. There's still potential for this virus to be as impactful.
Dr. Ken, who lives in Florida, says that this curve is changing dramatically almost daily.
Better.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I mean, yes, there are people who are getting sick. I don't think anybody's saying that they're not. But do you hide inside or do you live your life with some modifications but you still go out there and live? Because truly, if we're talking about the economy is only hanging on because it was so strong when this started. The economy will continue to
shake, rattle, and roll in the economy.
Shut things down. And, you know, I know people, just as we're talking about people that we know, I mean, my friend, I think I told you guys about it here, his mother died of a broken heart because she had the early stages of dementia, thought her family had abandoned her, and she was dead. Yeah. So it's... You know, there's not just a one-size-fits-all solution, I don't think.
No, and today, I'm living my life with some modifications, like you said, but, you know, it's state
let's
by state.
Let's celebrate National Trail Mix Day, shall we? Every year, on August 31st, National Trail Mix Day honors the healthiest snacks created for snacking on hikes and being in the great outdoors. What makes Trail Mix so special is that it is, A, nutritious, has all that, granola and nuts, dried fruit, some chocolate in it, but it's also lightweight, so it stores well, packs well, a lot of quick energy boosts and sustained energy that comes from National Trail Mix Day. I want to know if pistachios are in the average National Trail Mix. What's going on? Are they
sometimes
too expensive?
Well, what about? I've had Trail Mix with sometimes there are pistachios in there.
Really? Mm-hmm. But isn't there a big deal, a lot of hoarding of pistachios because they're so expensive now? Why are they so
expensive? They are expensive always, but yeah, there was some big crime ring involving $300,000 worth of pistachios that got busted up.
Really? Yeah. Where?
Arizona, I believe, and California. I think it was like it was a big operation.
Huh. Look out for those pistachios, folks. They'll get you every time. It's 10 before the hour here on today's DJV program.
Now. Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pains. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Offer not available on leases. See dealer for details.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
How can Staples help you get back to business?
By printing you new signs for the times.
Staples can help prepare your business for the new normal with everything from in-store signage to health essentials like masks and hand sanitizer, and all at amazing prices.
And this week at Staples, get $15 off posters or yard signs when you spend $75 or more.
Save big this week at Staples.
Ends 10/31. Exclusions apply. Limit one offer per customer. See store associate or visit staples.com/signage for details.
Tech Talk time, 53 past the hour on the DJV program. Monday, beginning of another examination week here when it comes to all the things technology can do for you or against you. Amazon. Ah, yes, here's what we need from Amazon. Yet something new. Mm-hmm. A new grocery store concept. So what are we, what happens to, is this a something that's connected to Whole Foods?
No, this is totally separate from Whole Foods, which I think is kind of telling, and I'm not exactly sure what it's telling us, but it's telling us something.
All right.
That makes sense.
Figure
I have
out.
A feeling it either means that Amazon is testing this new grocery store concept out for itself and it's going to sell off Whole Foods, or it eventually will get rid of Whole Foods and just incorporate all of it under the Amazon umbrella. So I think it's going to go one of two ways. Not sure. Buying Whole Foods was a very smart move for Amazon because they have learned so much about a business that they did not have a foothold in. So
it also ruined the concept that Whole Foods initially had, as far as I can see. The health,
I have not noticed a difference in the one near me, but I have heard you say that, So the new concept is opening. It's in Los Angeles right now. It's essentially, the concept is, it's the Amazon Fresh store. So Amazon Fresh is the delivery service in certain cities of fresh groceries. Now they've made a whole concept store out of it. And one of the things that makes it different is that the shopping carts actually let the customers skip the checkout lines. So the shopping, as you put everything into the shopping cart, the cart will scan all of the items and then will bill your credit card that's already on file. So you have no interaction with anyone else. It's kind of actually perfect for the COVID times, really. It's easier than the Amazon Go. You know, those Amazon Go stores, they have over 500 of them now. And those are
where
the grab
are they?
And go.
Are they in malls or where do they put them?
They're all across the country at this point. I have not been to one because there isn't one near me. But they have, you know, they have a bunch of them. They have 500 Whole Foods stores, and they have all these other cashierless ones. This new concept would be the same size of a Whole Foods store, roughly 35,000 square feet. But this time it's not focused on natural and organic items. It's actually like a regular supermarket. So they have all kinds of national brands. Prices, they say, are lower than the other options in this Woodland Hills area in Los Angeles where they're running the test store. So the big competition there is Kroger and Albertsons companies. So they say that this new Amazon store, they call it Amazon Dash Cart, they say that this will actually be cheaper than the other food stores. So who knows? We'll see where it goes. They have
cheaper
an Amazon Alexa.
Is it the same quality?
Well, that's they're all the national brands.
A hole.
So
but you know, that's.
This is something they're testing out. Mm-hmm. The cashierless stores, the grab and go stores that they did, the Amazon Go, those stores really seem to work. People who use them really like them. They're small. It's kind of like running into a 7-Eleven or a convenience store, grabbing your stuff and going. People do like them. Now, this is going to be a big test on a large scale to see if people like, you know, my mom, when she goes back into a grocery store, is she going to want to have the automated cart? Probably not, because, you know, I think it's going to create, like, for me, I would love it, because, you know, I don't like interacting with people. So, like, to me, this is awesome. But to other people, I think, depending on where you are, and I hate to say it's an age thing, but it is. It's a generational thing, too. We'll have to see how popular it becomes.
All right, let's see what happens. Elon Musk is connecting brains to computers. Let's find out how that's going to work.
The Geek Out.
We've all made the joke about the eventuality of everybody having a chip implanted in their heads, and yes, leave it to Elon Musk to show off exactly that with his company Neuralink. The company is working to create what Musk calls a Fitbit for your brain in the form of a coin-sized device with tiny fibers installed into the skull, literally connecting brains to computers. Now, this was demoed via some pigs, specifically showing off how they could read the pig's nose rooting around for food, and also showed off the nifty prototype robot that would install these in human skulls. Musk envisions this as a path to solving physical limitations, but judge for yourself and watch the edited video we tweeted at The Geek Out.
This is your last chance at summer savings with Dell's Labor Day sale. Get up to $300 off some of the newest XPS and Alienware computers powered by Intel Core processors. Plus, save on tech like Samsung TVs, all with free shipping. Call 800-BUY-DELL.
All right, what's up with T-Mobile?
T-Mobile, you can get a free iPhone 11 Pro, which I have to say, that's the phone I have. It's the best iPhone I've ever had. You can get it free if you're a new customer. You have to trade in your phone from another carrier. Sign up with T-Mobile, you get the phone. Or if you're an existing customer already with T-Mobile and you want the new phone, all you have to do is add another line to your account. And so the one thing that they are doing, you pay for the